Welcome to today's audiocast from Aviation International News, the most respected source for business aviation news.
This is AIN News Editor Chad Trotvetter, on site at the EBACE convention in Geneva, Switzerland. News broke today about the Exceller Air pilots being found guilty by a Brazilian court for causing the fatal 2006 midair over the Amazon jungle. The collision of the Excel Air Legacy 600 and a Gol Airlines Boeing 737 resulted in the deaths of all 154 aboard the airliner, though the U.S. pilots were able to land their damaged business jet. What worries safety experts about the conviction today is the criminalization of accidents. At EBACE, AIN spoke with NBAA's Senior Vice President of Operations, Steve Brown, about this topic.
The trend over many, many years in the aviation industry has been to have accident investigations that are focused strictly on determining cause factors that can be used to improve safety in the future. And in the U.S., of course, it's NTSB and FAA that work together on investigations to strictly develop the facts to determine those outcomes. And then each time you do an investigation, you're looking for all of the things you can do to prevent the next accident. And so you're looking to do better training, potentially changes in manufacturing or certification processes, anything that can be uncovered in the profile of events to make sure that you focus strictly on prevention. And so that's why it's been very important in our view and in most people's view around the world to make sure that the accident investigation process stays separate from any judicial process that would focus more on liability and discovery and things that tend to have a chilling effect on the investigation. Because if people who are involved in an accident or companies or any other entity feel that there's a risk of criminal action or criminalization, as they call it, then they're not going to speak as freely in interviews or may not be interviewed and may not disclose the facts as they know them. And so that inhibits the investigation. And ultimately what that does is degrade improving public safety, which is the most important aspect of any transportation system. So we're very concerned anytime there's a merging of the judicial process and the accident investigation and safety improvement process. We feel it's very important to keep them separated so that they each focus on, you know, their particular area of concern and that we maintain a very clear path and a very clear focus on improving public safety.
Can you talk a little bit about the Brazil situation?
Yeah, the Gol XL Air accident, of course, was a very unfortunate accident. It was a very high-profile accident, particularly in Brazil. Brazil has a somewhat unique legal process compared to the rest of the world. The accident investigation preceded any potential judicial action, as is normally the case. And as we understand it, this unfortunate accident, as the investigation occurred, really showed that the fact pattern and the errors that had occurred within the air traffic control system. The errors were really not made, as we understand the facts, by the aircraft operators in this case. And so we're kind of dismayed as time has gone on that there seems to be this continual focus in Brazil on a judicial process involving the pilots or the controllers or, you know, others involved in the accident. Because the reality is it was really more the air traffic control system is what the investigation has showed to date and not really the people involved having in any way intending to do something wrong that caused the accident.
And Brazil's not alone. The Concorde accident in France is another example, right?
It is probably an even more high-profile example of a judicial system somehow merging into the traditional safety-focused accident investigation aspects of improving public safety. And so this, we're very concerned about this overall trend of that merging of judicial and safety discipline, that comes together that really prevents the long-term focus on improving public safety.
And we don't have to worry about that in the U.S., though, right?
Well, I think we have to be on guard for anything. happening that could encroach on the public safety improvement process. We don't see that merging occurring in the United States at this point, but there is a bit of a trend globally moving in that direction, and we need to be very vigilant and make sure that it doesn't happen, not only in the United States, but that we do everything we can to prevent it worldwide.
And NBAA has, they have country information if you're going to fly outside of the U.S., maybe that can help prevent some accidents too, right?
Absolutely. We try and make sure that all of our operators are aware of what happens on a global and regional basis, and that we learn as much as we can from every accident, and that information immediately gets to all operators so that they can redouble their efforts to improve the safety of their own particular operation.
Thank you for listening to today's audiocast from Aviation International News. For the latest business aviation news, go to www.ainonline.com.